Now, on Saturday, Roma activists and their supporters gathered at Letinir Pisek, the site of a World War II internment camp where more than 300 Roma died. They gathered to protect a sacred memorial and to protest against the gathering of the Czech Republic's National Party, which claims that Roma died in Leti because of common disease, not conditions imposed by a concentration camp. Linda Mashtalish was there and brings us a preview of a longer feature that will air this Tuesday. So, Linda, tell us more.
Letinir Pisek, the site of a World War II Roma concentration camp, is in the news again. This time because the Czech Republic's National Party, a right-wing extremist organization, has its own version of what happened at Leti between 1942 and 1945. Petra Edelman, the National Party leader, says that there was no concentration camp there at all. Her views have provoked strong reaction, as we saw at the weekend. On Saturday, shouting Stop Nazism, Markus Pape, a lawyer and human rights activist, tried to intervene against the gathering of the National Party in Leti, but in the end he was taken into custody by police for disrupting an organized gathering. Now the controversy over the Leti site has been further inflamed. Many sympathize with Mr. Pape and are appalled by the far-right party's stance on the Roma, but others say the extremists only reflect wider discriminatory views held by many Czechs in this country.
Unfortunately, to me, it's still a very sad indicator that parties know that the anti-Roma sentiment in this country is a politically successful tactic. They know that it's something they can bank on, something that they can bank on for the media to respond to, something that they can bank on for to maybe get extremist voters to go along with them.
Human rights activist Gwendolyn Albert there, and her views and others will be all in tomorrow's Talking Point. Bye, Linda. Thanks.